Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Go coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Now, I'm not a lawyer, nor do I play one on TV, and I did not spend last night at a Holiday Inn Express, but I talked to a few from time to time. And I know that sometimes you get a lawsuit, and you look at it, it seems too good to be true. And things that look too good to be true usually are. You go through the litigation looking for that landmine, waiting for the other shoe to drop. And you endure a dozen other hackneyed analogies that express that nagging notion in the back of your head that this case can't be this good. But then the law is in your favor. And the facts are in your favor. And the jury hands over the verdict and the clerk reads it and you win big. And you look back and think, I should have known that there was no other way this was going to end but with a smashing victory. These are the 2022 midterms. You want to hedge against problems. You want to detect them and defeat them. But there just aren't any. Now, my job, whether it was in the military or on the air, has always been to see the train coming down the tracks that's going to run us down. But here, there's no train roaring at us. Instead, there's a dude in a white tuxedo, and he's bringing us drinks. Everything is in our favor in 2022, and I do mean everything. The current situation, history, structure, retirement, trends, the opposition, and critically, the candidates. I keep looking for a downside, and I just don't see one out there. We're going to treat them like Mitt Romney if he accidentally wandered into CPAC while looking for the MSNBC CNN camera crew to sell us out to. The current situation favors us. We need just a half dozen seats in the House, which is not a lot. That was actually in play last time. The finally grinding mill of time might well change that calculus even more in the next 18 months. History is in our favor. The party out of the White House almost always gains seats. And sure, every once in a while, there's an outlier election, but does that doddering cretin in the Oval Office seem like he's got the juice to defy the general rule? He may not even be president then, especially if he forgets Dr. Jill's warning and eats one of those scones that Kamala keeps trying to send to him. Structurally, we have the edge. The new census reflects people fleeing blue hellholes for the sunny paradise of red America and bringing their congressional seats with them. We patriots control most state legislatures and will get to preside over what I hope is the kind of ruthless gerrymandering that is A-okay when the pinkos do it. And red states are fixing the broken election laws. The Democrats are crying because when they can't cheat, they can't win. Retirements are favoring us, too. Democrats who see the obscene writing on the wall are dropping out. It's always better to challenge an open seat. The trends are in our favor. People are sick of inflation. They're sick of crime. They're sick of critical race theory. Even the suburban leftist moms hate it When young Caden comes home from school and tells his wine mommy how he learned she's a big fat racist, she'll spit out her mouthful of Trader Joe's screw-top Chardonnay, which eases the pain of being married to a leftist male-identifying being, and resolve to secretly vote for the Republican who will purge the schools of that nonsense. That disgraceful ideology is pulling right down there with acne, hemorrhoids, and Liz Cheney. And we're going to boot the Beltway cowgirl out in 2022 along with some other cruise ship conservatives who just won't conform to the new reality. The submission is out. Subjugating our enemies is in. The opposition is helping us, from Ilhan Omar of House Lannister to particle physics pioneer Annabella Shafting Loudmouth AOC to Nancy Pelosi, her ancient self. The congressional Dems are turning off the normals. In the Senate, they're fighting amongst themselves, turning on Joe Manchin and the quirky gal from Arizona for refusing to jump on the leftist grenade for them. And up at the apex is an alleged president who makes Chauncey Gardner look like Lex Luthor. The Democrat rogues gallery of weirdos, losers, and mutations is a powerful argument for one-party rule. Our party. And then there's our candidates, and that's the real weapon. People babble about diversity as if checking off boxes has some sort of meaning beyond posturing for the benefit of the moral illiterates. But real diversity comes that we in the pro-freedom, pro-America party put aside ridiculous criteria based on immutable characteristics in order to find the best people to carry forth the banner. How fast would you support a lesbian Hindu of color who is differently abled if that person who would use the pronoun she, her, because we conservatives and aren't ridiculous, was 100% in on America First? Yeah, I'd back her up faster than a never-Trumper on his wedding night. Would it ever occur to you that a top Hollywood rap video director of Cuban descent who moved his family away from Tinseltown to Tennessee to keep them from being poisoned by PC would be a top GOP contender and a great example who our party really is? It did occur to you. It just doesn't occur to the left, which is good because we don't want our enemy to understand us. This makes beating them easier. Robbie Starbuck is running in Tennessee 5, and we should support him wholeheartedly, even though we don't vote there. So do Rand Paul and a bunch of others. And you can find out more and help by checking out Robbie Starbuck's websites. Robbie rejects corporate money because he understands that big corporations are, leftist tools. Now, that's my kind of woke. We need more of it. But no more critical race theory. No more gun grabbing. No election cheating. No stupid new wars. No sucking up to China. Yes to America. That's Mr. Starbuck's agenda. That's our agenda. And he's not supposed to be one of us, according to all the people who hate us and want us to live as serfs, but he's totally one of us. And he's doing what needs to be done, getting in there and fighting. The Democrats are already scared of him, and as they should be. This is the real reason we'll win. We've got the candidates. Robbie, Sean Parnell in Pennsylvania. Some others you'll be hearing about soon. Now, what's your part in all of this? Volunteer, give money, support them on social media, run yourself. Not necessarily for Congress, but why not your local school board? The fight starts with you. The opportunity is there in 2022. Not just nationally, but down ballot. So why not run? Why not take the shot? The opportunity will never be better. The correlation of forces will never be more favorable. We have a chance to grind their smug, puffy faces into the ground. Why wouldn't we take it? I'm looking forward to 2022. I'm looking forward to November 2022 in a way that's almost not natural. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. MechTech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Let me say this about Donald Trump. If Donald Trump could win the presidency in 2024, and he wins, and he ran, rather, I would be ready to, if he can win, support him. If it's Ron DeSantis, I'll support him. Whoever can win, whoever can beat the Democrats, I'm in. And right now, the two that would be, that I would presume are going to be the front runners, are Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Now, Donald Trump got a chance to do something that, Ron DeSantis did not. He demonstrated his mastery of two vital political skills yesterday, strategy and showmanship. He won the presidency because of strategy and showmanship. The other day, Texas Governor Greg Abbott invited him to visit the border with him. The day after Abbott announced that Texas would be building the border wall, now that Biden has halted federal construction efforts. So, by doing this, President Trump has cornered Biden and his border czarina, Harris. And here is his announcement, which was distributed beyond the control of the legacy media and evading Twitter's ban on Trump by being tweeted out by Curtis Houck, and it's worth reading in its entirety. On June 30th, former President Donald Trump is going to the U.S.-Mexico border with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. His statement, "I have accepted the invitation of Texas Governor Greg Abbott to join him on an official visit to our nation's decimated southern border on Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. The Biden administration inherited from me the strongest, safest, and most secure border in U.S. history, and in mere weeks they turned it into the single worst border crisis in U.S. history. It's an unmitigated disaster zone. We went from detain and remove to catch and release. We went from having border security that was the envy of the world to a lawless border that is now pitied around the world. Biden and Harris have handed over control of our border over to the cartels, criminals, and coyotes. Drug dealers, MS-13 gang members, human smugglers, sex traffickers, and the criminal elements of the world now have free rein. Hospitals and schools are getting crushed and public health is being sacrificed, all in service of radical left anti-borders agenda. Our brave border agents and courageous ICE officers have been illegally stopped from doing their jobs. Our nation is now one giant sanctuary city where even dangerous criminals are being cut loose and set free inside the U.S. interior on a daily basis." If this weren't bad enough, Biden and Harris won't even tour the scenes of the wreckage they created or come down and visit the Border Patrol and ICE heroes risking their lives to defend our nation at a time when the White House is doing everything it can to make their job totally impossible. What Biden and Harris have done and are continuing to do on our border is a grave and willful dereliction of duty. My visit will hopefully shine a spotlight on these crimes against our nation and show the incredible people of ICE and Border Patrol that they have our unshakable support. After laying out how Biden's reversals of his successful policies wreck things, he does go for the jugular, which is quite, I love that when he goes that route. If this weren't bad enough, they won't even tour the scenes of the records that he created. That's, Biden turned over the border crisis to the Vice President Kamala Harris, which is one of those vice president type jobs. And she has failed to address it for the last 85 days, I think it is now. Harris's failure to visit the border already has drawn detractors on the left, especially those who emoted so heavily over the plight of kids in cages under Trump and now see the problem, a genuine humanitarian crisis is far worse under Biden's regime. That heartbreaking spectacle of a five-year-old boy abandoned by coyotes bawling over his terror is an enduring image that can't be whitewashed away even by the agitprop media. So here is the dilemma for Kamala. If she lets Trump get to the border before she does, he gets the photo ops and the statements, and she looks like Cruella de Vil, indifferent to the suffering of the terrified little children, oblivious to the influx of the hundreds of thousands of poor people, many of them carrying COVID in their bodies. But as she hustles off to the border to beat him to the punch, she looks like she's dancing to his tune. It looks like she's been manipulated into doing what she refused to do before, which is also a bad look, which places him in charge. So Trump, like the master strategist that I think he is, you know, he left his opponents with no choice that does not serve his purpose. Then comes the showmanship. He is the, you know, Trump was the most successful producer of the reality television in the history of the medium. He knows how to construct scenarios where people react spontaneously to what he designs. I don't have any such skills, so I'm not going to try to predict what Trump's going to do at the border, but I bet there will be some highly visual components that it will generate emotional intensity, that there's going to be some conflict, and that there will be moments of catharsis. And those are the elements that made his Apprentice shows into mega hits. And he's going to use it again. The border is on almost everyone's minds now. The media will try to ignore him. But it's going to be really hard for social media to censor all media and any mention of this looming dramatic incident. We should all be paying attention to this. Because apparently not enough of us paid attention before. And I'm not even sure if that's a correct statement, because he got 75 million votes. But we should be paying attention to this really interesting development, because this is something you don't get to see very often. You don't get to watch this kind of thing unfold this way. And now, since everything has been politicized, we can't help but watch it. Everything's been politicized, so now everything having to do with the border, of course, is going to be watched. But what we have here is that rare occasion. Because what's happening down there is you're going to have this guy's a master, and we're going to get to see him at work. And quite honestly, I'm ecstatic over the fact that I get to watch him work again. I'm glad to see him back. We'll be back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he raised some of the biggest issues dividing the United States and Russia during a summit with President Vladimir Putin, including Moscow's aggression toward Ukraine, alleged cyber attacks against the United States, and jailed Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. Biden also stressing he was candid with Putin regarding human rights.
How could I be the president of the United States of America and not speak out against the violation of human rights?
Auditors from the Department of Health and Human Services offices of the Inspector General are probing whether National Institutes for Health officials properly managed research grants that ended up partially funding controversial gain-of-function research by China's Wuhan lab. The Wuhan lab has been linked to the coronavirus, which spread from China across the world. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and President Biden have agreed to return to the United States and Russian ambassadors to their posts in Moscow and Washington, D.C. After his big summit with Biden in Geneva, Putin telling reporters the two sides have agreed to continue talks on nuclear security. And as far as his conversations with Biden, Putin saying,
"The talks were very constructive. Personally, I was convinced that President Biden is an experienced person, and it's clear that we spoke face-to-face for almost 2 hours. It doesn't happen with all leaders that you have such a detailed conversation face-to-face."
Speaking before the Senate, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the United States is well on its way to a robust economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Yellen was pressed about inflation during that Senate hearing and said it's being taken very seriously. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. When I was in high school, I took civics. I was told by my civics teacher that the United States pretty much did as California does. I'm sort of glad that's not the rule now. Because California is no longer the place you want to be. Back in May, Gavin Newsom announced that the mask mandate in California would be lifted by June the 15th, which was yesterday. But as that arbitrary date arrives, guided by neither science nor reason, there's not a whole lot of cause to celebrate. June 15th isn't a celebratory occasion, but a solemn one. It doesn't mark an end to tyranny, oppression, and oppression, but the beginning of a new era of discrimination. I'm pretty liberal when it comes to my feelings as to how we should relate to each other. We should live and let live, period. Shouldn't interfere with each other's lives. And one thing... one thing that's topical right now is this COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I've had COVID-19, and I knew that they were going to give no credence whatsoever to the natural immunity you get from having the disease, so I got the COVID-19 vaccine. I know all the stories about all the bad things that have happened to people from the COVID-19 vaccine. I understand that. I'm sorry for everybody that may have been hurt by it. It did not hurt me or mine. But my feelings are this way. We exist in a world now where there is a vaccine for this. So if people around me here in South Carolina, they want, there's plenty of people walking around still masked up. That's fine. That's their privilege. They're free to do it. Don't look to me to do it. Don't give me no junk because I don't. Because the criteria was set out there and I need it. And even with that, I've read all the details about the reports that come from the vaccine itself and in the various places like, overseas and in Scandinavia and Israel and all these other places. But even despite that, if something were to happen and I caught it again, that's just life. There is no guarantee in this life. Unless you live in California, then they want you to believe there's a guarantee in this life. As of yesterday in California, many employers will require proof of a vaccination to receive the government-given right to breathe in fresh air and oxygen. Those who have been vaccinated will be permitted to remove their worthless face diapers, while those who have not been vaccinated will be required to keep their face diapers and muzzles on their faces. You know, people are getting emails saying it is looking near certain that the new protocols will allow advantages to all vaccinated employees and continue some restrictions for unvaccinated employees and guests. So please take advantage of the many opportunities to get your vaccination now. I encourage anyone already vaccinated to get a copy of their vaccine card to their managers to avoid any unvaccinated restrictions in our workplace. So we've developed a new class of folks here. We have the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, or the advantaged and the disadvantaged. The unvaccinated in California will still have to wear a mask. And they did a study the other day, and they looked at what people, young children, you know, the ones that don't really need to mask up, they looked at what's on their masks. They collected masks and found all kinds, like they found pneumonia, they found meningitis. That's what they're exhaling. Except when they're masked, they get to exhale it, then inhale it, and exhale it, then inhale it. Masking up has nothing to do with health and safety. This thing in California has nothing to do with health and safety. It has everything to do with government coercion. This is coming after all the other mandates as the final push to break those American citizens, like somebody you probably know, who continue to resist the un-American and totalitarian transformation of America. I do not consider taking the vaccine of my own free will to be part of the totalitarian part of it. When I was in the military and I had to walk the gauntlet, I learned what these shots can do to you. And guess what? They didn't do anything to me. And it turns out I'm hypersensitive to certain things. But this thing that they're doing, where they're trying to force everybody to be vaccinated in order to, you know, in order to not wear a mask. For those who have chosen not to get the vaccine, I hope you never get the vaccine. Not because there's more for me, because I don't need it anymore. But because that was your choice, and you should be allowed to have your choice in these United States. You should be the free man. I did stuff as I did it as a free man. You should be a citizen. You should be a master to the servant, which is the politician. But this thing they're doing here, this is sort of a message that the rights are no longer unalienable. Now you have to do X to receive your rights, which there would be some that would say, hey, Bill, your concealed carry permit. That's X to receive your rights. There, I would probably have to agree with you. But you got to ask yourself, what's next? Are they going to mandate the purchase of electric vehicles in order to save the planet? And if this is permitted, discrimination based on one's vaccinated status, America as we know it could cease to exist. That would be it's still a very dangerous precedent to set. And this opens up the gates for unlimited coercion and requirements to receive God-given rights. So in California, I hope they don't tolerate this. Now, you know, in Florida, they lifted all the mandates, and they saw the cases and deaths decline. California kept them in place, and they saw their cases and deaths rise. Fauci, who was out there, he admitted in a private email that masks were useless. This is the new civil rights movement of our time, and what we're experiencing is a rapid and near immediate regression to a period of American history before the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. We're pretty divided as it is, and we're divided as we were during the Civil War. There are free states now, and there are slave states now, and Americans who embrace the Constitution look at the others, and, you know, we see a bunch of Americans who are rejecting it. Just, you know, it just sort of makes me sad to see that happen. Anyway, pay attention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Salus line, the Reformation line, the Militia line, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. The prevailing narrative out there is that most rampage shooters are overwhelmingly disgruntled white men, generally with a racial or sexual axe to grind. In some cases, both. For instance, many leftists were quick to assume the perpetrator of the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, was a white guy. The then police revealed the alleged shooter was 21-year-old Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa, leading some users to quickly issue a bunch of corrections, or just delete the post, you know. Jumping to the conclusion that a rampage killer is a white male has become extremely common in the past few years. But the phenomenon rises all the time, and it also raises an important question that I want to know the answer to. Are most rampage shooters white men? Now, white perpetrators do in fact make up a majority of mass shooters in the last 40 years. The racial makeup of the American mass shooter is roughly equivalent to that of the country as a whole. So, looking back from 82 to 2019, 55% of rampage killers were white, 17% were black, 9% were Latino, 7% were Asian, and 8% were of some unknown or other race, according to the conversation using data from Mother Jones. That sort of lines up with the racial makeup of the United States. 60% of the population is white, 13% is black, 18% is Latino, 6% is Asian. Also, according to Mother Jones. As of March 2021, 66 of the 121 mass shootings recorded by the analysis were carried out by white people, 21 by black people, and 10 by Latinos. The Rockefeller Institute of Government, a public policy research arm of the State University of New York, reported there had been 340 mass shootings in the United States between 1966 and 2016. They defined a mass shooting as an incident of targeted violence carried out by one or more shooters at one or more public or populated locations. Multiple victims, both injuries and fatalities, are associated with the attack, and both the victims and locations are chosen either at random or for their symbolic value. It claimed that 53.9% of those were carried out by white people. Men represent the vast majority of mass shooters, with only five perpetrators being women since 1966. One of the problems associated with tallying exactly who perpetrates a rampage shooting is the fact that no specific government entity keeps track of rampage shooting statistics, including race and gender, and there's no universally agreed upon definition of a rampage shooting, or as they would call it, a mass shooting. This according to PolitiFact. The FBI defines mass murderer as someone who kills four or more people in a single incident, not including himself, typically in a single location. That was their definition in the 80s, according to the RAND Corporation. The Bureau does not have a separate category for a mass shooting. However, not every outlet that keeps track of mass shootings uses the FBI's mass murderer definition. Mother Jones, who created a database to track mass shootings after Aurora, after that shooting in 2012, defines a mass shooting as an event in which a lone gunman took the lives of at least three people and their motive appeared to be indiscriminately kill. This also according to PolitiFact. The number of mass shootings taken into account when compiling data on them can vary widely, even in a single year, because of the different definitions used by different organizations. For example, Mother Jones recorded seven mass shootings in 2015 under the definition that a mass shooting constitutes at least three fatalities, excluding the shooter. Under the Mother Jones definition, the shooting also had to take place in a public location, and the motivation of the killer had to be indiscriminate, meaning that the motive couldn't be tied to gang violence, armed robbery, or other reasons. Mass Shootings in America database reported 65 mass shootings in 2015. So we've gone from 7 to 5, this according to RAND. They define a mass shooting as a shooting with at least three fatal or non-fatal injuries that takes place in any location, public or private. The motivation of the shooter could also not be related to gang violence or organized crime. Meanwhile, the Gun Violence Archive reported 332 mass shootings in 2015. Now we've gone from 7 to 65 to 332. But their criteria for what defines a mass shooting is very different from Mother Jones, according to RAND. By their definition, a mass shooting must have at least four fatal or non-fatal injuries, excluding the shooter and any location, and any motivation was taken into account. Mass Shooting Tracker used the same criteria as the Gun Violence Archive, except that they included the shooter in the fatalities, and they came up with 371 mass shootings in 2015. Quite the difference from the first Mother Jones 7, huh? It would appear that just including the shooter to the requirement of the four fatal or non-fatal injuries while keeping all other criteria the same adds 39 mass shootings for a single year. And this shows how variable the numbers can be based solely on how our organization defines a mass shooting. Now, despite all the nuances of tracking this and their perpetrators, the prevailing narrative has been to wholly blame white men for these types of crimes. And while the statistics support the claim that most mass shootings are carried out by Caucasians, many people repeating it failed to note an important caveat. The proportion of mass shootings carried out by white people is relatively proportional to their share of the overall population. And that's all of these rampage killings. Looking at how rare an event these are, so much for the gun violence epidemic. Now, in 2020, rampage killings dropped to a 10-year low. And this is according, you know, a lot of these guys are people who are basing this on the lockdowns and other aspects of the pandemic experience. Experts point to the lack of gatherings throughout the year as one factor that led to fewer opportunities for these kind of shootings to take place, especially in schools. The focus on other tragedies also contributed to a lower likelihood of mass shootings. There were two mass shootings in 2020 prior to the shutdowns occurring, And one of the mass shootings was at the former Miller Brewery in Milwaukee in February. The other was in March when Joaquin Roman killed four people, including a police officer, at a convenience store in Springfield, Missouri. Since those two shootings, there's not been any mass shootings that resulted in four more fatalities, although there have been shootings in public areas that could have resulted in numerous deaths. Two teens were shot and killed in Sacramento when a gunman opened fire at a mall on Black Friday a week after another mall shooting in Milwaukee, where eight were injured. The hope is that this will, and it would be my hope that these continue to diminish myself, since it interrupts the contagion effect, which suggests that the more mass shootings are discussed and highlighted, the more potential gunmen fixate on attacks. And the pandemic, by foisting all this hardship on everybody, this may take these loners and make them feel like they're not so alone. So, that coming from James Allen Fox. I know Dr. Fox, he's not bad. He's pretty good at that kind of prognostication, if you will. Coming up on hour number two, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.